National Flag Week is underway, and this is Frank Blair waving the flag for Monitor 66, exactly 11 years old today, old enough to think about girls. This half hour, we're thinking about Peggy Lee, but we like the great outdoors, too. So later, Kurt Gowdy will be along to tell us about the noisy world of the sea. Jimmy Haskell's music, Monitor Outdoors, presented by Zebco Outdoor Sports Products and Mercury Outboard Motors.
This is Kurt Gowdy about to clear up a false rumor. I'll be back in a minute to tell you why the world underwater should be called the noisy world instead of the silent world.
Everyone wins in Zebco's American Outdoorsman sweepstakes because everyone who enters gets a free copy of Zebco's American Outdoorsman Guide, a 36-page book full of fishing, hunting, camping, and boating information. And Zebco's American Outdoorsman sweepstakes gives you the chance to win great prizes like Mercury Motors, MFG Boats, Zebco Reel and Rod Combinations, Redhead Sleeping Bags, Turner Camp Stoves and Camp Lights, Weinbrenner Fishing Boots. Of course, if you're the grand prize winner, get set for big excitement. You'll win a Dreamer camper on a Ford pickup truck and your choice of one of six hunting or fishing expeditions to the most exciting adventure spots in the world. I'm Jim Thomas, the outdoorsman, and I'll be with you on the outdoor adventure of your lifetime if you're the grand prize winner in Zebco's American Outdoorsman sweepstakes. Ends July 15th, so enter soon, where Zebco Redhead and Dryback products are sold.
Void where prohibited by law.
Once again, Kurt Gowdy.
For years, the world's best authors have referred to life beneath the sea as a silent world or the silent seas. It took World War II to prove that these kinds of descriptions are a lot of bunk. When the war started, the U.S. Navy installed underwater sound listening devices to protect our harbors from enemy submarines. It was supposed that any strange sound would mean the presence of enemy or friendly craft. In May of 1942, a GI with the earphones on got a real earful of noise that sounded like a combination of rivet guns, a chorus of frogs, and a woods full of crickets. The Navy rushed their experts to the scene, which happened to be the entrance to Chesapeake Bay. The noise continued, but the experts noted there was a distinct daily cycle with the highest level of noise occurring each sunset. Not to be outfoxed, the Navy set off a dynamite cap underwater near their microphone. The noise stopped, but after a few minutes, it started again, getting louder and louder. Three more caps were set off. Each time, the noise stopped, only to resume again. Now, what was making all that racket? It was fish talking. No, wait a minute. Old Kurt hasn't flipped his lid. Modern-day studies have proved that the silent world is about as silent as a boiler factory. Fish make all kinds of strange noises, and they do it in different ways. Some fish pulsate their swim bladders, radiating a drumming sound. Others rub parts of their bodies together or grind their teeth, and still other species rub or gnaw on coral beds. One little common croaker, only 6 to 12 inches long, can give off a drumming sound heard 25 feet away. Now, that doesn't sound so impressive until you consider that in Chesapeake Bay alone, there are about 3 million croakers. That can knock the earphones off a radio man. The spot fish gives off a honking sound, and the pugnacious little toadfish sounds like a low-pitched boat whistle. This little guy uses bups and honks in a combination that sound a lot like our Morse code. The sea robin cackles like a hen. Marine scientists describe the voice of the sea catfish as sounding like a yelp or a sob. The hogfish and squirrelfish gnash their teeth, sounding like a rusty hinge on a barn door. But without a doubt, the noisiest little critter in the so-called silent world is the snapping shrimp. It not only snaps its claw, but it also gives off an ultrasonic sound that plays the devil with sonar equipment. Divers have swum over shrimp beds containing a million of this inch-long claw snapper, and they describe the sound as that of sizzling frying chicken, corn popping, and a crackling brush fire. Now, if you put all these sounds together, you've got drumming, honking, bupping, cackling, crackling, yelping, sobbing, whining, grunting, sizzling, and popping. If that's a silent world, I'm not Kurt Gowdy for Monitor Outdoors.
Now a word about Mercury outboard motors.
Sure don't use as much gas as I used to. Not since I bought this new 95-horse Mercury outboard. Goes farther on a tank of gas than my old 90. Mercury really builds an economical engine. Special combustion chambers, preset carburetors. That's just two things Mercury does to save you money. Here's another. Mercury's new Formula 50 oil. You mix it safely at 50 to 1. Get yourself a 66 Mercury and save money. See your Mercury dealer.
On Monitor, Jimmy Rogers.
If time were not a moving thing and I couldn't make it stay, this hour of love we share would always be. There'd be no coming day to shine a morning light, make us realize our night is over. When you walk away from me, there is no place to put my hand except to shade my eyes against the sun that rises o'er the land. I watch you walk away, somehow I have to let you go. Now it's over. If you knew just how I really feel, you might return, and yet there are so many times that people have to love and then forget. Though there might have been a way, I have to force myself to say it's over. So I turn my back, turn my collar to the wind, move along in silence, trying not to think at all. I send my feet before me, walk the silent street before me. Over. If time were not a moving thing and I couldn't make it stay, share would always be. There'd be no coming day to shine a morning light, make us realize our night is over. It's over.
Rogers won the Open Golf Tournament at the Warwick Golf and Country Club in Grand Blanc, Michigan today. Len Dillon will be along with a report and an interview in 6 minutes on the Monitor Beacon.
How can just one calorie taste so good?
How can just one calorie taste so good?
Because the Coca-Cola Company kept the flavor intact.
Frank Blair with more Monitor 66 and Peggy Lee.
Baby, you're improvable. It won't take long. Mountains can be movable if the spirit's strong. Oh, you've got possibilities. Take the woman to tell. You've got possibilities. Let me pry you from your shell. Somewhere way down deep in you, there's life, no doubt. It's just been asleep in you. Let me bring it out, yes. You've got possibilities, maybe even a lot. Red hot possibilities, you don't even know you've got. You won't be shy.
Last year, only two members of the band at Anton smoked L&M's, Irving, the piano player, and Charlie on sax. Now Sam, the bass player, is on the L&M side. When you've got today's best taste in smoking, people find out.
Come on over for the taste of it. Come on over to the L&M side.
When you've got today's best taste in smoking, people find out.
A word here from the National Automobile Dealers Association. Isn't it a shame that people come down with diseases like polio just because they forgot to take the vaccine? Of course, that couldn't happen to you. You've had the vaccine. How about auto seat belts? Probably no concern there either. Chances are you have auto seat belts. If you have, use them. Isn't it a shame that people lose their lives just because they forget to buckle their seat belts? A little blue clarinet here from Bobby Vinton.
Oh,
less than half a minute, a report on the Buick Open in Michigan. This is Frank Blair, taking a moment to remind you this is Monitor 66, a familiar voice on NBC Radio across the nation. In Lexington, Kentucky, you can hear us on station WLAP. Now, Monitor presents the 9th Annual Buick Open, brought to you by Buick Motor Division on behalf of your neighborhood Buick dealer. We pause 4 seconds and then switch to Monitor Sports editor Len Dillon at the Warwick Golf and Country Club, Grand Blanc, Michigan.
Thank you, Frank. The winner of the 1966 9th Annual Buick Open, Phil Rogers of La Jolla, California. A 28-year-old bachelor, Phil picked up $20,000 plus a new Buick Grand Sport Riviera for the next 5 years and an Opel Kadett for some member of his family. By being a bachelor, he has deprived some deserving single American female of a new car. Well, anyway, we'll have an interview with our harried and hurried winner for you in just a moment. Now, how many of you have thought about the fact that a travel agent is a specialist? He specializes in finding just the right kind of travel to fit your mood and make your journey enjoyable. Your Buick dealer is a travel agent. He wants to make your travel more enjoyable, too, which is why he's prepared a special first-class travel plan for you. Part one of the plan, a 1966 Buick Special. The car that won its class in the Pure Oil Performance Trials. The car Popular Science magazine awarded its Gold Cup for being braking champion of the entire trials. A Buick, a first-class car in every detail. Part two, price. Your Buick dealer calls it tourist fare. Tourist prices, the same as you'd pay for a tourist coach. The incredible fact is, 4 out of 5 new car buyers pay the price of the 66 Buick Special, and too many settle for less of a car. So you see, it's up to you. But if you decide you want to go first class at no increase in fare, see your Buick travel agent for immediate reservations. And now to the locker room moments after Phil Rogers' big victory in the Buick Open, and our interview with young Mr. Rogers as he prepared to race to the airport.
Phil Rogers, congratulations on winning the 9th Annual Buick Open.
Thank you very much.
You're kind of warm, as they say, on the trail. You've won about $57,000 now, $20,000 plus the $37,000 you had so far earlier in the year.
Well, that's a lot of money. That's more money than I've ever seen in my life, I'll tell you that.
And a new Buick every year for 5 years.
Well, that's even better. You know, I'm a Buick owner right now. And they're a terrific car. I'm going to really enjoy driving them around, I'll tell you that.
Phil, what did you think of the course after being inundated on Thursday?
Well, the golf course, I thought, was in marvelous condition. Of course, I guess the winner always thinks that. But I thought it was in real nice shape. And where's my clubs? Excuse me. I was very fortunate. I mean, I played awfully well, and fortunately, I didn't see too much trouble, but what part I saw of it was real beautiful.
Did I understand you were taking whirlpool treatments here on Wednesday?
Yes, sir, I was. I had a little trouble with my legs, and I took some whirlpool to try to help them out a little bit. I had some cramps, and what the treatments that I took helped out quite a bit.
Now you're on your way to the U.S. Open, I assume.
Yes, sir.
Have you played Olympic before?
Yes, I have. A few years ago, I played in the National Amateur there, but I haven't played there in the last couple of years.
Are you leaving directly from here to go to San Francisco?
I'm going to San Diego and go to San Francisco tomorrow.
Well, Phil, congratulations again, and thank you on behalf of Monitor Sports fans.
Thank you very much.
Now, before recapturing Phil Rogers' moment of victory, this word for Buick. America travels on wheels. Ah, but what kind of wheels? Well, Buick has a special travel plan to make sure you travel first class wherever and whenever you go. First class, a 1966 Buick Special at tourist fare. 4 or 5 new car buyers already pay the price of a Buick, so why not enjoy one? Why settle for less when the price you pay is the price of a first class 1966 Buick? For your immediate reservations, see your Buick dealer, a first class travel agent. Now, earlier in the day, as the tournament drew to a close, we recorded for you Phil Rogers' moment of victory.
We're watching the threesome of Tony Lima, Roger Ginsburg, and Phil Rogers, and Ginsburg drops in a 6-foot putt for his par. Par 4 on the 18th green. Tony Lima just finished and bogeyed the 18th hole, so Tony took a 5 and finished 1 under 4 the tournament. Now here is Phil Rogers, the leader, who was 4-under with only one other threesome out on the course. There it is. Rogers drops it in, and that looks like the winner, Phil Rogers. And the crowd around the 18th gives him a tremendous hand. Phil Rogers of La Jolla, California, the winner of the 9th Annual Buick Open. That was Phil's big moment. So from Grand Blanc in Michigan and the Warwick Hills Golf and Country Club, Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
Monitor starts its 12th year of service to the NBC Radio Network. Monitor 66 here. I'm Frank Blair with Mel Allen sitting by. Mel, man's technology, especially in space, has been enabling him to fly higher and faster every year. What about sports? Are we breaking any records? Are we getting any faster there?
I think we are, Frank. And I know you are with your golf game. I'll tell you this. I think we're getting, you know, a lot better. I think you can credit it to diet, better training facilities, and different method of training in general, mental attitude. Take Jim Ryan, for example, a freshman at Kansas. He's just 19, and yet he's run the mile in 3:53.7, which is a tenth of a second off the world record. Holds a half-mile record of 1:44.9, and just last night, a high school boy named Tim Danielson of Chula Vista High School in California ran the mile in 3 minutes, 59 4/10 seconds. So I guess there appears to be no limit to how fast these youngsters can go.
Reminds me of my own track days.
Oh, yes.
I was the fastest man in the locker room when it came to getting dressed after the race.
Pretty young on the 19th hole now?
Yeah, here's Vic DeMoss.
When I said I needed you, you said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed, but you. And now you've gone away. Don't you see that now you've gone, and I'm left here on my own, that I have to follow you and beg you to come home. Just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever. I will understand. Believe me, believe me. I can't help but love you. But believe me, I'll never tie you down. Left alone with just a memory. Life seems dead and so unreal. All that's left is loneliness. There's nothing left to feel. You don't have to say you love me. Just be close at hand. Have to stay forever. I will understand. Believe me, believe me. You don't have to say you love me. Just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever. I will understand. Yeah.
In one moment, Mel Allen with Today in Sports. Monitor Sports is brought to you by Plymouth Fury Belvedere Valiant Barracuda. Plymouth 66.
Imagine the most beautiful sound you've ever heard. Stereo music. Sweeping. Full. Beautiful. What you're hearing is not stereo. Your radio can't come close to reproducing the sound of stereo, but gorgeous sound, a new world of uninterrupted stereo tape music, can now be yours in Plymouth, a great car by Chrysler Corporation. The Plymouth you're driving, buying, or about to buy. Just see your Plymouth dealer and say the magic words. Stereo 8 tape recorder with four speakers. Hear it at your Plymouth dealers. If you like it, he'll install it for you. Then you may choose the uninterrupted music that you like best, all on handy tape cartridges. You must hear the Stereo 8 tape recorder now at your Plymouth dealers.
At the Monitor Sports Desk, Mel Allen.
Thank you very much, Frank. Hello there, everybody. Baseball. National League, San Francisco 3, Los Angeles 2. Juan Marichal pitched a four-hitter, joined Sandy Koufax as the only 11-game winners in the majors. Pulled the Giants to within 4 percentage points of the league-leading Dodgers. Don Drysdale lost his 7th game. Home runs, Tom Haller for the Giants. Jim LaFever got his 13th of the year. Lou Johnson also homered for the Dodgers. New York Mets 3, Cincinnati 2. Jerry Grody singled home Ron Swoboda from second base with a winning run in the 11th inning, giving relief pitcher Dave Eilers the victory over reliever Sammy Ellis. Art Shamsky homered for the Reds. Philadelphia 5, St. Louis 3. Chris Short snapped a 3-game Philadelphia losing streak. Nelson Bryles the loser. Home runs, Bill White for the Phillies. Mike Shannon for the Cards. Pittsburgh 11, Atlanta 8. A real slugfest. 11 pitchers used up. 25 hits in the game, 14 by the Pirates. Tommy Sisk the winner, Clay Carroll the loser. Both in relief, of course. Home runs, Gene Alley for Pittsburgh. Eddie Matthews, 2 for the Braves, won a grand slammer. Houston, 8, Chicago Cubs, 4. Dave Justy beat Dick Ellsworth. A 6-run sixth inning did it for the Astros. Rusty Staub and Dave Nicholson each hitting 2-run homers in that inning. Johnny Bateman connected for Houston. Ron Santo got his 13th home run of the year for the Cubs. American League. Cleveland, 6, Washington, 3. Gary Bell, the winner. Pete Rickert, the loser. Home runs, Jim Landis for Cleveland. Jim King for Washington. Minnesota, 2, Chicago White Sox, 1. Chicago's 5th straight loss. The winning run scored by Cesar Tovar from first when Tony Oliva singled and White Sox outfielder Floyd Robinson, apparently in a daze, failed to throw the ball. Jim Grant won it. Tommy John lost it. Baltimore 8, Boston 1. Steve Barber, the winning pitcher, beat Earl Wilson. Frank Robinson got his 15th home run of the year for Baltimore. In the first game of a doubleheader, Detroit 7, New York 5. Denny McClain, the winner, got help from Johnny Podras and Larry Sherry. Mel Stottlemyre, the loser. Home runs. Gates Brown for the Tigers. Joe Pepitone and Ray Barker for the Yankees. Kansas City 4, California 1. Roland Sheldon beat Marcelino Lopez. Baltimore and the Chicago White Sox pulled a trade today. The Orioles got relief pitcher Eddie Fisher in exchange for second baseman Jerry Adair. Two minor leaguers also were involved. Eddie Fisher is 29 years old, has a record of 1-3 this season with a 2.38 earned run average. Adair, also 29 years old, goes to Chicago with a .288 batting average in 17 games. In the world of golf, Phil Rogers picked up the first prize of $20,000 in the championship tournament that Monitor aired throughout this weekend from Grand Blanc, Michigan. He shot a final round 70 for a 72-hole total of .284 to finish 2 strokes ahead of Johnny Pott and Kermit Zarley. Defending champion Tony Lima was 4th at .287. And that's the late sports news. Frank Blair, Mel Allen here.
Thank you, Mel. For more features and news from the world of sports, stay on the Monitor Beacon.
Orange juice on ice is nice. Orange juice on ice is nice. Orange juice on ice is nice. It's so refreshing, so delicious, so good for you, so nutritious. It's a natural cooler any time of day. It's nice.
day on the rocks, Miss Tops. Real orange juice from Florida, of course.
Florida Citrus Commission.
Frank Blair with Monitor 66 and a report from our man at the theater, Leonard Probst. Len usually prowls around Broadway for his theater information. This time, he went to London.
Americans are swarming over the West End of London, packing into British theaters that are so good that they're worth the trip over here. I've seen four plays in my first 3 days. By the end of the five-day trip, I'll have seen seven, one a night plus a matinee each on Wednesday and Thursday. Tickets cost 25 shillings for a decent seat, 40 shillings for the best, and that means you pay between $4 and $6 a ticket. And while you may not be able to see the show you want the night you arrive, you can get a ticket in 2 or 3 days for most plays. Many Americans come to London looking for the British theatrical explosion that's been so widely reported, and some are disappointed. It's here all right, but you have to know where to look. Unlike New York, where repertory theater is unsafe, it's an adventure that does not attract our best talents, the place to go in London is to the two heavily subsidized state theaters. They are Sir Laurence Olivier's National Theater, which puts its plays on at the Old Vic, and the Royal Shakespeare Company, which does not limit itself to Shakespeare. Both companies do the best plays of the past, as well as the most avant-garde or experimental plays of the present, and both operate at a sizable deficit. The Royal Shakespeare Company is the group, you may remember, that performed Marat Sade on Broadway this season. Marat Sade was voted the best play of the year by the Broadway drama critics. Four of the plays now running in London are expected to appear on Broadway this coming season, and if the coming Broadway season is anything like the one that just ended, they will again be among the best new plays. The first of the new crop to reach Broadway will be The Killing of Sister George by Frank Marcus. It was first done at the Bristol Old Vic Repertory Company and is opening in New York October the 5th. The Killing of Sister George is a black comedy, but one that is funny and well done. The subject matter, however, may be a bit strong. It deals with a vulgar, drinking, but celebrated British radio actress. She plays the role of Sister George, a nurse, in a BBC soap opera. But the BBC kills off Sister George in the radio serial because in private life she is a lesbian and the officials are afraid she may embarrass the company. Another play with some unusual ideas is The Prime of Gene Brody by Jay Allen. It's the most popular play in town. It stars Vanessa Redgrave, the daughter of Sir Michael Redgrave, whom you may have seen in the movie Morgan. Miss Redgrave is a magnificent actress. She has authority, intelligence, and style. She portrays a most unusual Scottish schoolteacher. She indoctrinates her class of 11-year-old girls with a romantic and a free attitude towards sex. She lectures them that when they reach the prime of their life, they should make the most of it, and she shares the romantic affairs of her own private life with them. The play, The Prime of Miss Jean Brody, is shocking, and at the same time, it's shockingly funny. Also expected to arrive on Broadway are the three new Noel Coward plays, which are extremely popular here. They were all written by Mr. Coward last year. There is one full-length play and two one-actors. In all cases, they are performed by Coward, Lily Palmer, and Irene Wirth. Another drama which is due for Broadway is George Bernard Shaw's You Never Can Tell. Finally, the plays here may not all be first rate. But the performances, even at plays that have been running with the same cast for more than a year, are on an extremely high level. How long the British theatrical explosion will last is anybody's guess. But for the time being, it's something to see. This is Leonard Probst, NBC News, London.
On Monitor's 11th birthday, Keeley Smith salutes us.
Understand me when everything I do is wrong. You give me love and consolation. You
Next on Monitor, the mobile travel guide of the air, brought to you by mobile dealers who want you to drive carefully because they want you to live. A visit to Frontier City in Oklahoma City right after this message.
Hi, Henry Morgan here. Listen, do you have trouble finding a decent place to eat when you're traveling? If you're like me, you probably drive until you're hungry enough to swipe the kids' cookies. Then it's frantic time. And when you spot a place that doesn't look too bad, you go up and you take a peek in the window. Usually what you see is somebody inside glaring back out at you, like you're going to steal his food or something. And you get so embarrassed, you go in. And once you're inside, you usually stay in because you haven't got the nerve to turn around and run out, which is what you really feel like doing. Well, friends, my suggestion to you is that you stop at a mobile station and get yourself a set of the mobile travel guides. The mobile travel guides list over 21,000 restaurants, motels, hotels, and resorts all over the country. Each one has been inspected, approved, and rated by a team of brave travel guide inspectors. So you know just what to expect when you get there, and you can stop that peeking in windows.
If you were to visit Frontier City, a replica of a western frontier town 13 miles northeast of Oklahoma City, you might barge in on action like this.
Yeah, you can help us. What's your car color? That 300.
Oh, whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Shut up.
What's
get out of here.
What's going on here?
Get out of the way.
Get out of the way. We got a car track among us.
I don't like the way you play that game.
Come on, just calm down, buddy.
I don't like a damn thing about it.
Air's filled with angry words, quick shots, and the smell of gunpowder is all that's left in Frontier City. The center of activity could be in the Last Chance Saloon, the bank, or right in the middle of Front Street in Frontier City, USA.
All right, folks. Let's everybody take off their hats for a moment of silence.
Hey, you! Take off your hat down there.
Now, bow your heads. That's enough silence, folks. We hope you enjoy your visit at Frontier City. Thank you all.
Marshal Wilson, does the marshal always win?
Well, most all the time. Sometimes you don't win.
How many gunfighters do you have here at Frontier City?
Well, we have 2, 4, 6 right now.
Some days you have more or less?
Oh, yes. Yeah, some days we have as high as 35 on the lot.
How do you plan these fights?
We don't plan them. We just ad-lib them.
And these fights could take place anywhere in Frontier City.
Right.
How many times a day do you stage them?
Oh, about 7 times a day, sir.
How about injuries? Anybody ever been hurt with these guns?
Well, no, sir.
You know, nothing has been spared in the building of this replica of the old western town in the late 1800s, Jake. They're antique collectors' paradise here. They're very unusual rides and many, many sights to see, and the shops and stores.
Well, it's just exactly, we try to make it as much like the old 1871s we could make it, sir.
Well, after this gunfight, Jack Wilson, how about a little red-eye? Let's enjoy a little clatter of our boots now on this wooden sidewalk and make our way over to the Last Chance Saloon.
That sounds like a good deal. Hey, honey, why don't you bring us over a couple glasses of beer?
Well, you can tell we've gone through the swinging gates of the Last Frontier Saloon here in Frontier City. Thank you, huh?
You're welcome.
How much is it?
50 cents.
50 cents? Okay, here you are.
Thank you for the tip, man. Big tip.
Well, Jake always did tip big. Jake, this is a beautiful lot.
Yes, sir. This is the Last Chance Saloon, and all the stuff in here is really old antique. Now, the old mirror back here on the wall, which is direct behind you, is 190 years old. And the
covered.
Old piano that's sitting right underneath it is the same age, and everything in here that you see is old antique.
All but the pretty waitresses.
Oh, well, yeah.
Meanwhile, back at Frontier City's reservation.
How often do they dance at Frontier City?
Well, they dance between every one of our gunfights, which that's anywhere from 10 to 12 times a day.
Boy, this pictures would really look wonderful in color with it, all these costumes.
Oh, there's... Well, you can't name the colors. I'll say there's a practically every color in the rainbow in their costumes. And they're all really made out of eagle feathers.
Well, Jake Wilson, I want to thank you very much. Seems to me that there's
No doubt that Frontier City offers unequal fun and real Western relaxation. Thank you, Marshal Jake Wilson.
You're welcome, sir, and come back and see us anytime.
This is Tom Gilmore in Frontier City, USA, for the Mobile Travel Guide of the Air.
The Mobile Travel Guide of the Air was brought to you by the Mobile Travel Guides, which list and rate over 21,000 motels, hotels, resorts, and restaurants across the country. If you don't already have a copy of the Mobile Travel Guide, you can buy one at most mobile stations. While you're there, we hope you'll try a tank of mobile gas and other mobile products. And when you drive away, we hope you'll have a good time and enjoy your trip. But most of all, we at Mobile hope you'll remember to drive carefully, because most of all, we want you to live.
A message from the Arthritis Foundation. The Greeks had two words for it, arthros, meaning joint, and itis, meaning inflammation. Put them together, you have arthritis. The word victory has a Latin origin, and victory over arthritis is what your help will bring. Please give all you can to your nearest chapter of the Arthritis Foundation. Frank Blair for Monitor, celebrating 11 years of service to the nation.
Yes, Monitor, celebrating its 11th birthday this weekend on the NBC Radio Network.